טוב, בעזרת השם. טוב, תראו לנו קרק. So of course, I'm not... I can't really fit myself into Nassim's shoes. He could teach. I could learn with you guys from Pasha. But still, we could learn together. למה לא? בעזרת השם. So this Pasha is Pasha's Chukas. Nassim Rav Natan... Parashat Chukas begins with Parah Aduma. You know, the Parah Aduma, which was the time Moshe Rabbeinu, that's when it started. Hashem commanded that anyone who has a Tumat Me'et, right? Anyone who was either touched a dead body or was in the same house with a dead body, so he gets contamination, Tumat Me'et. And the way to purify ourselves from that, we had Efer Parah Aduma, we had a red calf, a red cow. Everything, the whole cow, all of his hairs was red. And that wasn't worked, never worked. It didn't have a yolk on it. And they shechted it, and they burnt it, and they did all of this process. Very interesting. Outside the Beis HaMikdash. Outside, even though it was the Chatas. And we know that the Mishnah says, we say every morning, Ezum Mikamon. Chatas, where is Shechted? On the inside. Not on the inside, only in the north part, the closest place to Kodesh HaKadoshim, to the Kodesh over there, to El Moed. But Chatas is Dafka outside. This Chatas, this Parah Aduma is Dafka outside. Another thing about Parah Aduma we have to know, that Parah Aduma is since Moshe Rabbeinu, any other Parah Aduma, there weren't many Parah Adumas. But since then, each time they had a Parah Aduma, they needed to do again, they had to add on the ashes of the first red cow of Moshe Rabbeinu, and only by adding that, only through the cow that Moshe Rabbeinu burnt, then the new ashes, were considered good to make people pure. So even like in our day that we don't know where the ashes are, the original ashes are. So even if we have a red cow, we can't be purify ourselves from Tumas Meis. We cannot because we don't have the original. Hashem, Sum Hashem will come, all be able to be purified from Tumas Meis. And I heard the says in the Ariza said that it's big tzaddikim. Eliyahu Navi comes and he purifies them with the Efer Parah Aduma. Anyways, yeah. So the pasuk says like this. We have a whole pasha of what you do with it, yeah. And the one who burns it, he gets contaminated. The one who sprinkled contaminated, the one who sprinkled on him, and so he gets purified, so on and so forth. He gets on, and then it concludes like this: Zot haTorah, Adam ki yamud be'oel, kol haba el ha'oel, kol asher ba'oel, ishma shivat amim. This is the law. A man which dies in a tent, anyone who comes into the tent, and everything which is in the tent, is contaminated for 7 days. He goes on, if you have a vessel which is open, so everything in the vessel is also contaminated, but if you have something on it, if it's sealed, if it's a closed bottle, so the water, let's say, in the bottle, or if you have stuff in a closed box, they don't get contaminated. If you touch a dead body, if you touch a kid, you go to war, and you kill someone, that whatever it is, you take from the afal shrifat hachatat, you take from the ashes of the burning of the shchatas, Parah Aduma, and you pour it, you mix it together with mayim chayim. What's mayim chayim? It's water from a spring. And then you take a ezov, the type of a plant, and you sprinkle on the person and on all the things that were in that house. Yofi. You do it twice, and the third day, and the seventh day. And he has to wash his clothing, kitzel, and then he gets purified. 7 days. It takes a 7-day process to purify ourselves from Tumas Meis. Hashem. Start today, amen. So we'll go back to the Pasuk Yudalid. Perek Yuter, Pasuk Yudalid. Zod HaTorah, this is the law. Adam ki amud bo'er. There's many things. Rabbi Natan writes, the first thing he says, Zot HaTorah, Adam, this is the Torah. A man. A man is the Torah. If he has the Torah, he's a man. If he doesn't have the Torah, he's not a man. He's not a human. Adam is a human. Rabbeinu says also, it's not a short thing. It's not my main topic, but in short, Rabbeinu says that Kadosh Baruch Hu wants, he created the world, lo tohu bara l'shevet yetzarai, he created the world in order that there will be people in the world. And Rabbeinu says, if someone's talking shtuyot, right? So it's like birds, it's like a cow doing woo, like birds. No, he's talking shtuyot, he's not doing anything in the world. Okay? When someone's talking Torah and mitzvot and emunah, and we're talking Torah now, so that's called talking, that's a human being. Because otherwise there's no difference between an animal and a human being. The only difference is there. Okay? He's talking Torah. Adam. Okay, Zod HaTorah, Adam, the Torah is a man. Some small thing that Abinatan brings down. Now, it says, in Adam Ki Amud Ba'oel, to Chazal say, אדם ימות באוהל, אין התורה מתקיימת אלא במי שממית עצמו עליה. The Torah doesn't stand only by someone who has מסירות נפש over learning the Torah. You have מסירות נפש over learning the Torah. So the whole world, you have to toil, you're learning Torah, you just sit, okay, listening to Shiur, beautiful. The whole world, listen to what I explained, the whole world explained this, it's also true. Sitting, everything's so calm, so beautiful, you're not doing anything, you're not working. Kadosh Baruch Hu wants us to work in the Torah, to toil. For example, there's a in Shulchan Aruch. If someone learns Shulchan Aruch, there's the Shach, Sifte Koin, on the right side. Okay, Rabbeinu writes that someone learns Shach, so it's good for if he has bilbulim in his head, it's good because he's very sharp. Learn the Shach. Okay, and he died when he was 34 years old. He's a deep genius. What he did in his short years. Okay. So we learn Torah B'Iyun. Rabbeinu says Torah B'Iyun, it fixes your brain. You're learning Taisis, you're learning stuff B'Iyun, of course it fixes your brain. Okay, that's what the whole world explains, that what Chazal mean. If someone's toiling over the Torah, then the Torah will hold in him. If someone's just stop, it's also good. I'm not saying it's not good. But we have to Amal HaTorah, Yigiyat HaTorah, to toil, to work hard, to sweat over the Torah. Even if there's an ekdishin. Okay. So Rabbeinu says that's the regular pshat. Like we say, "Im bechukotai telechu al menat shetiyu amelim haTorah amelim daika." He says also in Parshas Bechukotai, Chazal say, Rashi brings down, "If you go in my ways," Rashi says, "What does that mean to go in my ways? To toil over learning Torah." Top. So there's one type of toiling that we're talking about right now. Is when a person he struggles to understand, and he goes over, and I want to get it, and I'm gonna. So what if I never learned Gemara before? I'm going to try and every word and I'm going to write down and I'm going to sweat and I'm going to do it. And he finished, there's a famous story from Moshe Feinstein. He came to see him. The guy finished one daf from Gemara, right? I know the story. Famous story. He came to, the guy did a siyum. He did a siyum over one daf. One daf of Gemara, not a whole masechta, 30 pages. You know, sure, small masechta, Titus we're doing now in daf Ayomi. Maybe you say that. No. And Moshe Feinstein came, the God of Adar in America. He came to see him. Why? Because the guy, he took him, I don't know, a year to do it or something. Every day he was fighting, I'm going to get it, I'm going to do it. He's fighting. It doesn't make a difference if he could, if each one by his own level, yeah? Just to sweat by his own level, yeah? A person who could do a lot more, of course that's not considered learning. It's not considered toiling. To work, to sweat. Okay? That's a pshat. Rabbi Nathan says, a very blessed of a pshat, a very best of pshat. Listen to what he says. Beautiful. V'ikara amal v'aygiyah shetzchim b'zvek haTorah. Besides what we said, mainly the main struggle a person has to have over the dealing, the engaging with Torah is b'shvi levarer esek haTorah, to clarify, a person has to clarify for himself when he's learning Torah, she'ya limud lishma be'emet. To clarify in himself, why am I learning? I'm learning for Hashem. רק לעשות נחת רוח ליוצרו יתברך. Only to do נחת רוח. To have, I don't say נחת רוח. It's just like, Hashem will have pleasure from my learning. ולא יהיה לימודו חס שלום בשביל תועלת עצמו, and is learning should not be חס השלום for his own benefit, personal benefit, כן? בשביל שיתקרא רבי, in order for people to call him, oh, הרב, he's a rav, או כיוצא בזה, or, I'm gonna, whatever, I don't know. People are going to look at me, I'm an important person, or he's working for, he's, yeah, I'm going to be able to raise money because of this. I don't know, all kinds of ideas. Why is he learning? So Rabbi Natan says that the main toiling in learning Torah, engaging in the Torah, is dafka to clarify for yourself that you're learning for Hashem. And that's difficult. It's difficult. It's hard. It's easier to sweat over understanding the Pshat of Gemara. And it's harder that a person will take all of his personal interest out of the learning. I'm learning for no personal interest. That's our work. Rabbi Natan teaches here. Right? Again, Zol Torah Adam Ki Amud Ba'Oel. This is the law. A man, this is the Torah. What is the Torah is? A man who will die in the tent of the Torah. What does that mean to die in the tent of the Torah? The tent of the Torah. That means that a person has Mesilus Nefesh. He takes any personal interest out of his learning. He's not learning to be called a Rebbe. He's not learning for money. And he's not learning for this. Not for that. He's learning. Not learning because his wife is forcing him to do it. Or because he wants his children to see that their father is a learned person. It's all good. It's beautiful. Okay? But he's learning because Hashem wants him to learn. And then a person like that, first of all, he's always going to learn. He's always going to learn. Why? He doesn't need anyone to write it down. Did he come on time? Did he come? He runs to be there on time. He wants to be there on time. Not because the person's writing, the guy's writing, checking, give him a check that he's here. No, he's here because he wants to learn. He wants to learn. He's not in jail. No one's forcing anyone to come to the yeshiva. Okay? He's there because he wants to learn. Okay? The person has to clarify in himself, why am I learning? Every day. It's a struggle the whole life. Why am I learning Torah? To be called a Rebbe? Why am I learning Torah? Why am I learning Torah? I'm learning Torah because Hashem commanded me, and Hashem wants me to do this, and this is doing Nachat Ruach to Hashem. Hashem's having enough, and this, that's why I'm doing it. I'm a slave. I know people in English, they don't like to translate Eved Hashem as a slave. Yeah, slave. I like to say that word, a slave. I'm going to be like a slave. Whatever Hashem wants, I'm going to do everything. If Hashem wants me to lick the floor, I lick the floor. If He wants me to lick the floor, I lick the floor. Sometimes He wants you. When your wife tells you to lick the floor, you have to do that. Okay. Again, whatever Hashem wants, I want. Hashem wants me to learn. That's why I'm learning. That's the reason why I'm learning. I have to clarify. It's avodah shekol ha'chaim. V'ikara yigia ve'amal ba'alimud urak ba'torah shebe'al peh kamuvan lakon. The main toiling is dafka in Torah shebe'al peh. I'm learning Mishnayos and Halacha and Gemara. Dafka there. Now when you're learning Chumash with Rashi. Not when you're learning saying Tehillim. No, not there. Why? זה מחמד. This is because שמשם עיקר אחיזת הלימוד שלא ישמע חס ושלום כמובן בפנים. רבינו says in the Kutei Moran that the main achiza, the main grasp of the Yetzer Hara to tell you, well, you're going to be great, you're going to be good when someone's learning Gemara and Halacha and stuff like that. וכן צריכים להתייגע מאוד בעסק התורה שבעל פה. Therefore, we need toil very much engaging in the Torah Shebe'al Peh to clarify, to subdue, and to push away and to nullify completely all the machshavot of gastut, all thoughts of haughtiness. I'm learning, I'm so great. Upniyot, right? The self-interest, all kinds of v'armumiyut, sholtim achar machshavto. These things, that's what the Yetzer tries to do. Okay, he couldn't get you not to learn. He couldn't get you not to learn. He brought us here. Hashem brought us here. The tzaddik brought us all the way till here. Right? And now the answer is, what am I going to do with him? Right? The Gemara said, the Gemara says, if the answer is running after you, so run to the Beis Medrash. Right? So fine, he got in there. And sometimes he doesn't leave you there, the Gemara says. The Gemara says, Shema Yisrael, doesn't leave you like that. Remind yourself the day of death. And then for sure he's going to leave you. That's Rabbi Natan writes, that mainly a person has to remind himself. That's the main way to run away from the Yetzer, to remind himself. That one day the Neshama leaves the body. He goes 6 feet under. Again, but, so the Yetzer, he finds a person already came to the yeshiva, and he's sitting and learning, and he goes to Shiu, and he lives in the Chavruta, and he's doing well. How am I going to get him now? I'm going to get him? Gava. I'm great. I'm learning Torah. I'm an awesome guy. I'm this, I'm that. So not to learn, not to be called an awesome guy, a great guy, a learner, nah, a learned person. Nah. To learn, just because Hashem wants us to learn. So, it's the only reason I want to learn in the world. The people in the secular world, I'm sure people know what I'm talking about. So you go to study in any institution, right? Let's say you're going to be a doctor. So first you go to, I don't know what you call it, college, and then to medical school, or whatever it is, right? And at the end of 7 or 9 or 12 or 15 years, whatever you were an expert in, so then you get a degree and you go work, right? But the Torah doesn't work like that. I mean, the whole time that you learned, you studied, was for a purpose. What was the purpose? The purpose was to get a degree and go work. And that was the purpose. But in Torah, it doesn't work. I'm not learning to get the degree to be called a rabbi. That's not why I'm learning Torah. That's not why I'm learning Torah. I'm learning Torah for the sake of learning Torah. Because Hashem wants me to learn Torah. That's the only reason. Otherwise, why am I going to be sitting here? To become a rabbi, I'll go to the room next to where you learn upstairs. I'll be called a rabbi. They learn to be a rab, like Rav Elgod. No, I don't want. That's also good. I'm not saying not to, but the point is that why are you learning? Why am I learning? Why am I learning the halacha? Why am I learning the Torah? Okay, the person not to, don't need that ever. Okay. The rotzim, all these thoughts, rotzim. By the way, Rabbeinu says that. I said this already in one of the classes, and we spoke about in Sichot Aran. Rabbeinu says that good thoughts is Yetzer Tov. Rav Aruch said it many times. And bad thoughts is Yetzer Ra. Good thoughts is Yetzer Tov. Bad thoughts is Yetzer Ra. Okay? So these thoughts, they want to push a person, the Yetzer Ra obviously wants to push a person away from dealing with it. He wants to do it. Okay, fine, learn Torah. But it should be a Shelo Lishma. Okay? Chas v'shalom. Why? Why will it be Lo Lishma? Because he had a self-interest. Because he had a feeling of gaiva in him. וצריכים להתאמץ בכל עוז לבטל אלו המחשבות. A person has to make efforts with all his might to nullify these thoughts. ולבקש מהשם יתברך שיזכה שיהיה לימודו להשכינה. And to ask from Hashem that he will merit that his learning will be to the Shechina, for the Shechina, for Hashem. דהיינו, which means שיעסוק בתורה רק בשביל רצון השם יתברך לבד. That the reason why learning Torah, is engaged with the Torah, it's just because that's the will of Hashem. Ve'az, and then, what is the benefit from this? Al-edei ze zocher levarer ha'alacha ma'achizat amotz ve'teven shem ha'kushiyot ha'chamurot sheyesh ba'alacha. And when we learn halacha, Rabbeinu mainly talks about learning Torah in order to get the halacha out of it. Okay, Rabbeinu said we should learn halacha be'iyun every day. Had Shulchan Aruch, to Allah has a day, Shulchan Aruch. Rabbeinu wants us to learn the Shulchan Aruch. Say that with me. If you're not a level yet, it's fine, but we have to know what Rabbeinu wants at least. And the Shulchan Aruch, you know, like you learn with your Chavus over there. And the Shulchan Aruch, look inside, or the Rishonim, whatever, each one has own level, will grow without Hashem. Okay? But he wants us to know the Allah well. So when sometimes all kinds of questions come up, how is someone merit to clarify what the Allah is really about? All kinds of difficult questions that weren't before. All kinds of questions that have to come dafka to rabbis in our generation. Okay? All kinds of questions that weren't before. Or they were before, but no one was able to sort them out. Only he was able to do it. Learning Torah Lishma. So when you do Torah Lishma, when you learn Torah Lishma, Zoche la'alacha abura, he merit to clarify the halacha. Halacha is clear for him. Mishnah Brura. Ulasuk Eshmai Tali B'deichata. To learn the Torah, the Gemara, all the way up to the Halacha. They say down to the Halacha, it's up to the Halacha. Go deep until they get to Halacha. Ki kshosek b'Torah lishma, inu b'shpi Hashem b'ach levad. Because when one is engaged with the Torah lishma, which means just for Hashem, azay Hashem imo. Then Hashem is with him. ועזי הלכה כמותו, ובן הלכה זה כן, כמו שאמרו רבותינו זל, והשם עמו שהלכה כמותו, says by David המלך, Hashem imo, and Hashem is with him. And the Gemara says, what's Hashem imo? Halacha kmoto. David HaMelech, whenever he said halacha, halacha is like him. So why? Hashem imo. Hashem is with him. When is Hashem with a person? So, very, very, very pashut. We learn in Torah Vav, Rabbeinu teaches, yeah, that when someone takes kavod to himself, what happens? He's taking away kavod from Hashem. Okay, and the more a person takes kavod to himself, the more he takes kavod, he's taking away the kavod from Hashem. And the more he nullifies himself, he's giving back the kavod to Hashem. So all Hashem's kavod. As we know, the person, what is he, even if he learned well, he's learning well. He's learning Gemara well, he's learning Halacha well, he knows it well. Who created this person? And who gave him the sechel to understand and to get all the way deep down to the Halacha? It's Hashem. So if a person is getting guided from this, he's stealing from Hashem. Hashem gave it to you. It's a dugma, for example, yeah? If a person is a very poor person, and someone's supporting him, always giving him, and he says, oh, you see, I have a lot of money, oh, I'm a good guy, I have a lot of... Yeah, but what about the person who gave you all this stuff? He forgot. Ah, we can't, let's forget. But this whole world is hastara, the shon helem. This world is alama, it's all hidden. So everything in the world is confusing us to not to see Hashem. Everything in this world. Okay? So don't be sad if you don't see, because the whole world is hiding us from not seeing Hashem. So hiding Hashem from us, not to see Him. Okay? At least when someone, how would someone merit to see Hashem and everything, and not to have gaiva in his learning, not to have gaiva in everything? Okay? So Rabbeinu teaches how to do that. Fine, we learned what we need to do. Now how we do? We learned what we need to do. We need to toil, we need to work hard, to take all these bad thoughts out of us, and I shouldn't have. But how do I do it? Lemaise! Rabbeinu is very lemaise. You know, a lot of Sfarim, they tell you what to do, they don't tell you how to do. Okay? Rabbeinu is always how to do, how. As you see Rav Arush, he writes to this generation how to do. Okay? So Rabbeinu says in Torah Vav, how does someone get rid of his gaiva? Remember? Torah Vav, Torah Elul. Rabbeinu says, to bizyonot, to tshuva, and tshuva is to bizyon, disgrace. Disgrace. Rav Arush writes in his Perush, Nikutei Maran, there's a few ways of a person getting disgraced, you say like that? Being bizaya mevuzeh. There's a few ways. One way is simply when someone screams at him and he shuts up. Yeah. He doesn't say anything, he doesn't answer anything. Also, there's levels. He doesn't answer in his mouth, he doesn't answer also in his heart. And then there's a level of being happy in the Yisurim, being happy in the Bizyonot. Okay. But, Bizyonot, there's one way. Another way, as a person, he's trying to do something in Avodas Hashem. He's trying. I'm going to learn this daf tomorrow. And for a week he's fighting on this daf and it's not going. It's the gate nisht, as they say in Yiddish. It's not going. It's not working. And he sees where he is exactly. It's a bizayon. You see, you're trying and the shamayim, they're not letting you. And the best way is doing it bothered every day. Why is that a bizayon? When a person does his bodhidut in the right way, and he's going to judge himself, like Rabbeinu teaches to do, and now he goes through the day, and he says, okay, so I walked in the street. How did I walk in the street? Ah, like a drunk man, as Rav Arush says, looking all over the place. I looked at all the, what I'm not supposed to see. So it's a bizayon. He's embarrassed. Oi, who am I? How can I do such a thing? In front of Hashem, Hashem great. Hashem HaGadol V'Hanora, how could I do against Hashem? He's embarrassed in himself. Or, then he goes again, he goes further on. How did I stand davening Mincha? Ah, I don't even remember if I davened Mincha. Oh yeah, I remember the fan was on. Oh yeah, something like that, right? Yeah, I was there, I remember. Okay, all kinds of stuff like that. And then he gets embarrassed. Oh yeah, Hashem, tomorrow I want to daven better. Or he remembers that you got angry. He sees, I get angry so easily. He gets embarrassed. He's embarrassing himself. That's the best way. The best way to nullify your gaiva. Then the person, like Rabbi Natan says, what is there to be gaiva about? He doesn't. Rabbi Natan didn't even understand what is there to be gaiva about. I'm so full of myself. I don't understand of what? I'm nothing. I'm a nothing. How could I? Can? Person that's the avodah of the whole life. Can, but definitely if someone does Yitboledut every day, somebody does Yitboledut every day, like the Rebbe told us to do, can, the breast of a chassid, by the way, is someone who doesn't have Yitboledut. How do I know? Can, Rav Arush, tell you a story, Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, your time was this week. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Zatzal, 2 years ago, I think it was, so in his tziyun in Har Menuchas, my friend went there at his yahrzeit, and he put a table with the books of Breslev and books of Rav Arush and stuff. And he was studying the books. And someone came over to him and said, "Ah, you tell me the Rav Arush." He said, "Yeah, they're beautiful, these books, I love them." So my friend told him, "What about Uman? You want to go to Uman with us?" He said, "Uman, I don't know, it's one thing I have a problem with this, with Breslev, what Rav Arush says, Uman, I don't want to go to Uman, we're Eretz Yisrael." So he felt a little bit sorry. So, whatever. Fine. And then he saw Rav Elgod, my friend saw Rav Elgod. He told him the story. So Rav Elgod told him, "What's the problem?" Rav Arush said, explicitly yesterday about this, and Rav Arush said, that, what's the breast of a chassid? Not someone who goes to Uman every year. He could go into Uman his whole life, and he's not a breast of a chassid. A breast of a chassid is the one who does an hour he goes every day. That's the breast of a chassid. Do you want to be called the breast of a chassid? Do an hour he goes every day. A real hour. An hour, 60 minutes. Even if you had to break it up, make it to 60. Okay, not 59. Not 59 and 30 seconds. Not 59 and 59 seconds. Make it 60 minutes at least. Okay? Make it. So sweet life, Yitboledut. Sweet life. And the Yitzhak does everything in the world. Why a person won't do this hour, Yitboledut? But we want to learn Torah Lishma, right? So learn Torah Lishma, to get rid of the Gaiva. To get rid of the Gaiva, you have to do Bizyonot. So you do Bizyonot, you have to do an hour, Yitboledut. To see how to get with us. So I wish everyone a good Shabbat, Al Hashem, and Hatzlacha, and they dwell with us every day.
Thank you very much.